mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I tell you, time's just speeding up more and more. Seems like Monday was yesterday, but now it's Thursday, the 26th day of May 2005. We're going to be live for the next 3 hours, and we're going to have wide open telephones and go to your calls early in the next segment yet again, like we did yesterday. Any news item, any issue of significance you wish to discuss, any piece of propaganda you wish to dissect, toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. If you're joining us for the first time, this broadcast is dedicated to exposing the global government that is controlled by a worldwide crime syndicate known as the New World Order. And we shatter the false left-right paradigm. We get down to the actual nuts and bolts of how society is really operating and who controls it. I make my decisions according to what gives us more liberty and freedom. I don't look at politicians' labels, I look at their actions. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. You know, former Mexican Special Forces troops are running around, and they're not former folks, are running around killing people in Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, California, many other areas of the country, and I've got a new article here out of Arizona concerning it, but it's never made national news, and it should. We'll be getting into that. French in disarray as they admit EU treaty vote is lost to expand and get rid of even more sovereignty of France. They have refused. The people have roundly rejected it, and the Netherlands looks set to throw it out. They didn't allow votes of the citizens on entry to the EU, but now as they try to expand it, the people have demanded it, and they're failing. The leader of France's ruling party has privately admitted that Sunday's referendum on the European Constitution will result in a no vote, throwing Europe into turmoil. The thing is lost, Nicolas Sarkozy told French ministers during an ill-tempered meeting. It will be little no, or big no, he has quoted as telling Jean-Pierre Raffarin, the prime minister, whom he accused of leading a feeble campaign. And an out at the United Nations, Bill Clinton in. The rumblings have been going on for 4 years, and now they've hit fever pitch. We'll also get into feds shut down websites in piracy crackdown, and guess who they dispatched as their stormtroopers to do it? Homeland Security dealing with internet piracy. Just like they visit Rubik's Cube sellers and pot dealers, now downloading movies, downloading Star Wars. Classic, ladies and gentlemen, absolutely classic. An article here out of WWL-TV, KWWL-TV News 7. New leads implicate CIA government officials in child prostitution ring. When do the probes not lead to that and then promptly end? Librarian refuses to turn over a list of users who checked out Bin Laden book. I mean, who wouldn't check out books about Bin Laden? I mean, people are doing reports on it. Oh, no, you may be with Al-Qaeda. Monsanto law would take away right to ban GMOs and make you eat them. Yes. That's just some of what's coming up. Big broadcast lined up today. 1-800-259-9231. I'm your host, Alex Jones. You'll want to stay with us. Again, that number, 800-259-9231. Websites are Infowars.com, Infowars.net, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. Now, martiallaw911.info. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Finally, for millions of Americans at risk with high cholesterol, there's Liquid Quell. Doctor-recommended, safe, effective, affordable cholesterol control, available now at major wholesale clubs everywhere without a prescription. Here's Dr. Sherry Rainwater, MD.
I recommend Quell to my patients because it's been shown to be effective and safe in reducing cholesterol.
Quell is an easy way to improve your cholesterol profile without serious side effects in as little as 6 months, guaranteed. And Quell is safe for diabetics, gluten-free, and safe to take with prescriptions. Here's Cheryl G. in California.
Quell lowered my cholesterol significantly in 30 days, something I couldn't do with diet and exercise in 2 to 3 years.
Gentle, fast-acting Liquid Quell is available at major wholesale clubs nationwide and online at QuellDirect.com. Quell your cholesterol today, risk-free and guaranteed. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Quell is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results may vary.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is Thursday, 26th of May, 05, my friends. Your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes. But before we get into the EU expansion going down in flames, good news there, but the government says they're just going to reintroduce it yet again. And all the latest police state news and information. Let's get into this first. You've been drafted. Uncle Sam wants you for the war on drugs. Congress is debating legislation right now that would draft you into the war on drugs. The legislation would require you to spy on all your family members and neighbors, including going undercover and wearing a wire if needed, without pay, of course. Refusing to become a spy for the government would be punishable by mandatory prison sentence of at least 2 years. And again, folks, that's in the new Patriot Act. Here's how to spy, and this is in a separate bill. So, it's like a sub firing 10 torpedoes, knowing one or two will hit. They duplicate stuff, even in bills by themselves. It'll repeat things 3 or 4 times. Then they'll have other bills doing the same thing. Here's how the spy section of H.R. 1528 works. If you witness certain drug offenses taking place, or learn that they took place, you would have to report the offenses to law enforcement within 24 hours and provide full assistance in the investigation, apprehension, and prosecution of the people involved. Failure to do so would be a crime punishable by a misdemeanor 2-year prison sentence. And I have the bill here brought forward by Lord Sensenbrenner. Section 2 of H.R. 1528, any person who violates Subsection A of this section, knowing that the manufacture, distribution, storage, or use of any controlled substance involves or is intended to involve a person under the age of 18 or in the competent person, shall be fined not more than $2 million. If the offender is an individual and not more than $8 million, if the offender is an organization, an imprisonment, then not less than 5 years or more than life. And if the defendant is the parent or guardian or otherwise responsible for the care or supervision of such a person, shall be fined as provided in the paragraph and imprisoned not less than 10 years or more than life. And this isn't enough for you to take action. I'm afraid that it's over for freedom. Face it, we're now a communist country. If, on the other hand, you have value your freedom and that of your children, then spread this around to everyone you know as soon as you are able. Call your representative, inspire others to call the representative. If we do not stop these freedom-robbing scum like Sensenbrenner, then they'll continue to rob us of our freedom. Get off of your hind ends and do something, or wet your tongue to lick the hands that bind you with chains. And, folks, I clicked through and did read the legislation at governmenttrack.us, and it indeed says this, and there's similar stuff across the board, not just, quote, for people under 18. I mean, it never ends. Look, they're building more and more prisons. We have more prisons than any other country in the world, and they're now mostly privately owned, where people build everything you can imagine, manufacturing, telemarketing, customer service, furniture, license plates, computer parts, and all of these fools out there, I hear them on talk radio, say, make them evil criminals work. But what they don't think about is, I'm competing against millions and millions and millions, at least 3 million people in prison industries, who are working for an average of 20 cents an hour. Boy, that'll even take my jobs worse than all the illegal aliens and China and India. I mean, it's unbelievable. And you look at who owns most of these big prisons. They are the families and the companies linked to shipping in the heroin, the cocaine. Then they own the majority stock at the same time in the drug companies, now trying to pass laws at the state level, already have federally, to forcibly psychologically test and forcibly drug your children with drugs whose molecular makeup, whose molecules are even more toxic and deadly than heroin and cocaine. So they're pushing their prescription drugs with one hand and with the other, selling their illegal drugs, and then they call in their mindless idiot stormtroopers who get booty, who get a percentage of whatever they grab, out there grabbing our mindless children, and the Hollywood culture tells them drugs is cool and rebellious. The fools use it. They scoop them up. If that's not feeding all the new prisons fast enough that are popping up everywhere. And so now you didn't report your neighbor. You didn't report your parents. You didn't report why drugs fund terrorism. And so now you will serve 10 to less than life, whatever that means. So I guess 45 years. I mean, does this make you mad? Are you noticing just the wild, can only be described as bedlam-esque orgy of savage, bloodthirsty supping that's going on the bones of this country? The only analogy is the Congress and the executive and the courts are a pack of vampiric, jabberwocky banshees just sucking us dry. Blood all over their faces. They're leering at us with their fangs, their glowing yellow eyes going, we love you, we're the government. Just submit to us. I mean, that's what's happening here. They are garbing their forces in black uniforms and masks and Nazi Kurzel helmets. Their armored vehicles drive back and forth on the roads. Huge checkpoints are being set up. Toll roads everywhere. Genetically engineered food. DU being used everywhere. Splattering the planet with uranium as they dance around insanely. I mean, it's like a Stephen King novel. It's as if Satan has been unleashed and all the candy-coated simpering pomps out there telling you how great all this is. It makes me want to scream. I love America. I love this country. We live here. Our children live here. Imagine what our forebears, looking down from heaven, think of all of this. I mean, this is a travesty. A pack of organized criminals is just running around wildly, looting the economy, looting the pension funds, running up giant deficits, foaming at the mouth, paying themselves with giant government contracts in the trillions of dollars in the last 5 years in the aggregate. It is just a rending, raping process, and I have to watch them up there smiling at us in their $2,000 suits, telling us how they've got more freedom for us. And they're reorganizing this country into this empire, but we're nothing more than a unit of the EU. While we take all the blame, they get all the control. A lot of good things are happening, though. I mean, they've got to go into their final phases. They've got to get the public to acquiesce and to buy into it. And I don't see that happening. People are not buying into it. People still buy part of the illusion, part of the equation, part of the fraud. The people that have woken up don't know they're the majority and feel like they're alone and feel like they're powerless. And believe me, you're not powerless. But I think we're approaching the date when the globalists will detonate a nuke, when they will release smallpox, when they will kick it up a notch. A lot more than a notch, up to the 10th power. And I think they'll fail in doing that, but at the same time, it's going to be a bumpy ride. And it's just sad. It's very sad that a sector of the population, generally those in elite positions, even petty elite positions, that think they're part of the system, will defend this parasitic, cancerous monstrosity. Let's go to calls, then we'll get back into the news. Barton, Texas, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I was just calling to try and find out. Well, I had a question, too, but I wanted to find out if on your movie tour that you're going to be doing, if you knew yet when you were going to be in Houston.
Well, I think I mentioned I might show it at other theaters around Texas, but I am just got so many irons in the fire, I don't know if I'm going to do that. But I might show it in Houston, might show it in San Antonio and Dallas.
Well, we'd love to see you here. It was a really great time when you came down and showed us the martial law 911. Or no, I'm sorry, 911, the road to tyranny.
Yeah, so many tyrannies, so many martial laws. But, yeah, there's a good chance. I've just got to set that up and do all the legwork. But I'd like to do that.
All right, well, on to my question. You know, I've been listening to you for a long time, and I've done a lot of personal research on occultism and the Illuminati. And I really wanted your personal opinion on how organized is it at the top. You know, I know you can't quantifiably prove how organized it is, but I mean, does it really go?
No, we can quantify it.
Well, I mean, how organized? I mean, do you think that it really is the satanic Luciferian religion that
yes.
they really do?
Yes.
They cultivate multiple personalities to basically have front personalities to deal with society, and then behind closed doors, it's just absolutely evil?
Yes.
Okay. Well, if you'd like to elaborate on what you'd be willing to talk about that, I'll go ahead and listen.
Well, he's not willing to talk about it. It's a big, complex issue, and then to explain to people why this is the case. But you got about 15 families who compete with each other at certain levels, but they also meet in councils, just like, you know, classic La Cosa Nostra does, and decide on how to cheat on us. So they have rules they follow, and they believe they're gods. They believe that it's social Darwinism, that it's the right of kings, the absolute power, unlimited power, to feed on us. And absolute power means the authority to kill indiscriminately, which is their enjoyment.
How much competition do you think they enact against each other?
Oh, they kill each other, and they do things like that.
All right. Thanks, Alex. Keep up the good work.
All right. Thank you. One of the few things holding them back is their internal wars. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
On February 29, 1892, the United States of America's Supreme Court declared us a Christian nation. However, over recent years, for the last three decades, there's been a deliberate war on Christianity in America to wipe out our heritage from the minds of our people. The First Amendment to the Constitution guarantees us religious freedom, and yet it's under attack today. We would like to send you a one-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine that gives you the background of what is happening in America. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by for an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a four-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Look, these ancient secret societies go back into the mist of time. And they believe in the occult then, they believe in it now, but it's also a social tool of control. So perhaps later I'll have time to get into that, but let's go back to your calls. Ken in Texas. Ken, go ahead.
Good morning, Alex. This is Ken in Paris, Texas.
Welcome.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I was just calling this morning because kind of leading into what you had to say before you opened up the lines for callers. I guess I'm seeing to a degree somewhat a few people starting to wake up and ask questions also. I was in a local retail establishment not long ago and met one of our instructors at Paris Junior College who has his master's degree from Texas A&M University, and he was talking about how that he was disgusted with the war in Iraq and that he wasn't going to send his son off to war. And I realize that a lot of critical thinkers are starting to wake up and realize things are not going well.
And boy, that's a Texas A&M
University, yes, your graduate. And he's got
And I mean, that's almost like a neocon cult.
Well, yeah.
I'm not bashing A&M, but they're very conservative, and I know a lot of them are waking up.
Right. And I didn't bring up the topic about geopolitics at all. He simply brought it up himself and said his son's not going to go off to fight in wars and in a foreign war or wars regarding what's going with wars. What the war is going on, where they are right now. But I guess what I'm getting at is this. It seems like a lot of critical thinkers are beginning to wake up and ask questions and realize something definitely is not right. And, of course, it doesn't take someone who's extremely bright to understand things are not going too well unless they just believe the mainstream media deception, so to speak, about our economy being fine. But I guess what I'm asking is, and this is kind of leading into what you had to say, with people starting to wake up more so and more so, I get the impression, I think you've all almost alluded to it at times in the past also when I listened to you in the past, that there's going to come a critical point here, a pivotal point here pretty soon, probably when the globalists understand, to, like you said, to forward their agenda, to get to where they want to go, and basically bring in the overwhelming force to make it happen. I hate to say these words, but I've thought about it many times over and heard many broadcasters on shortwave say the same thing. They're going to have to basically carry out the next phase, which would probably be multiple attacks or an attack here in the U.S. of A. to bring us into an absolute pleasing slave state here in the U.S. of A. So I guess what I'm trying to say or ask is this. Pulling up on your expertise, what kind of time frame do you look at before things like that are going to happen again?
I don't know. I mean, I know that if we wouldn't have been out here exposing the problem reaction solution psychology so people then would have a mass awakening and understanding to it, that they would have already carried out more attacks. If they could have forced the medical workers and police and firefighters to take the smallpox shot, I believe that they would have then had the enforcers to force us to take it. And under that smoke screen, they put in the forced inoculation centers in every major city. They're still going ahead with it. They would have then already launched an attack, and under the smoke screen of that panic, put in even greater draconian controls and basically said, we can't allow criticism anymore. It aids Al-Qaeda, which Ashcroft and others had tried to say even in Senate testimony. But I do think that it's a catch-22 for them. If they carry out an attack, I think it's going to backfire on them, no matter how devastating it is. And if they don't carry out an attack, they're losing all credibility. Everybody is starting to wake up. So it's a very sophisticated question. But I lean towards the globalists going ahead with an attack, and I tend to think it's going to be massive. It will dwarf 9/11. They could lead up to it with some smaller attacks. That's why it's so important, person to person, man to woman, woman to man, neighbor to neighbor. Everybody's got to go, hey, listen, here's the facts. They're behind it. This is what they're going to do. Even if that neighbor laughs at you at the time, later you've planted that seed of rebellion against this empire so that if they do carry out the next attack, it's going to backfire on them. But they've got social architects and a lot of experts with very high IQs who are studying all this right now, and I think they know that. And they're delicately balancing what they're going to do. They may just keep trying to trek along with Patriot 2.5 and with all this. If you don't tattle on your neighbor, 10 years in prison, $8 million fine. They may just keep, trying to ratchet all of that up. But 9/11 is the precursor. It is the hammer hitting the cap, firing the bullet out the barrel, and the next big attack will be the bullet hitting America in the head. And so if we don't have this huge awakening now, because under this total tyranny, then they can take all the pension funds, then they can, really have the draft, then we can really be their slaves. We can have peace, as they call it, and security. And so that's really, I don't think they know what they're going to do at this time. They've got several different programs running simultaneously, and things are not going as they'd planned at many different levels.
Well, I was just wondering how you felt about that. I know because, I don't know, I kind of get the same impression from other people I listen to that I can trust on shortwave, like Steve Quayle seems to believe that basically the next time they pull something, it's going to be a multiple attack type situation using overwhelming force of sorts. I appreciate your response, Alex.
Well, thank you. I mean, imagine how they'll re-engineer society if a city gets nuked, smallpox gets released. And they'll tell the yuppies, you'll keep your money, if you just go along with us. And they'll go, yes, yes, arrest my neighbor. He's with them. He's with them. Get them. Get them. We need to point out, though, hey, you ordered the Border Patrol to stand down, government.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heard it over and over again. It's not if a catastrophic event will occur, but when. When are all of our resources, the things we take for granted, going to be pulled out from under us? When this happens, we're going to have to take care of ourselves and our loved ones with the only resources we already have. Don't wait for when. It's important to act now. And Ready Reserve Foods has everything you need as your survival supply headquarters. Call 877-817-9829 and start preparing today for you and your family. Ready Reserve Foods has a one-year meal program that can feed an entire family of four for 365 days for as little as 59 cents per meal. Joyce cooked up a meal for the office and it tasted delicious. Ready Reserve Foods has everything for survival, from kits to shortwave radios, storage containers to non-hybrid garden seeds, and so much more. Literally everything you need for survival. Don't wait for when, act now. Call for your free catalog, toll free, 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. It's better to be a year too early than a day too late.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
The globalists are really getting down to the final pieces of their puzzle. But it took them so long to put it together that they lost a couple of the pieces, and the other ones are frayed and marred, and there's little holes that have been eaten through it, and a lot of their own people are starting to get cold feet, and a lot of the fools that went along with it for personal power are beginning to really see the end of the road and beginning to see how many of their own minions have been betrayed. And so, as they get America hung up there like a hog by its hind legs, about to be gutted and have its throat slit, a lot of minions of this system are getting cold feety. And that's good. But the globalists continue to just accelerate their program. It's kind of like, you know, an Indianapolis 500, and they're on the last 10 laps. And the New World Order is in the lead. And they've had the pole position since the start of the race. But their vehicle is vibrating. Parts are falling off of it. The engine is starting to whine and thump. And they're about to throw a rod any minute. And every bit of pressure we put on every person we wake up, every time we're bold, no matter how, you know, outlandish the truth sounds, every time we just throw down the gauntlet and go, you murdering organized criminals, we know what you are. You're a pack of lying scum. They'll try to growl at us and intimidate us and go around doing their secret arrest and their intimidation to try to scare the rest of us. It doesn't work, folks. The safest course is going head on against these people. The safest course is just going 110%. You're being attacked by a degenerate bully, a sadist, and just stand up. Go out in the light. Don't cower in the shadows, hoping they won't get you. You got fight and flight, my friends. It's time to fight. And a lot of people, I hear them calling to shows, we need to quit talking and have some action. You know, it's time to stop just shooting our mouths off. I've heard those same callers for years. It's like they're paid or something. Calling into shows, you know, talking like this. But I don't ever see them involved in, quote, action. Well, I mean, what do you think talking is? That is action. The pen is mightier than the sword, the old saying goes, and it's true. Why do you think the Pentagon spends tens of billions a year on propaganda? They say that 90% of a war is in the battlefield of the mind. So understand, folks, that I'm hearing a lot of ringers, a lot of provocateurs right now, and then other canaries that pick up the call, other mockingbirds. And, you know, when you hear this talk, people shooting their mouths off about lining up federal judges and getting the president and all this. No, we do not want to be violent. The president is a complete puppet. I wish him long days and pleasant nights. Until he meets his maker, and then, believe me, vengeance is God's. Bush is a puppet. Bill Clinton's a puppet. These federal judges are unhappy little grasping puppets. And I do want them to go to jail. I do want them to be tried. I do want them to be exposed. But people running around shooting their mouths off. I know people who are public who shoot their mouths off like this, and nothing happens to them. Believe me, folks, if you're not a Fed and you do that, you will be instantly arrested. Instantly. So I do want to put out a little advisement, little travel advisement on the happy road into the bowels of the New World Order that they are pulling out the stops right now. They want a provocateur, something so bad they can taste it. Violence isn't the answer. The globalists have to blow up their own buildings. They have to carry out their own terror attacks. Their own documents explain why, but then blame it on their political enemies. Now, I said offensive violence. Whatever type of criminal is out there, whatever shade or whatever fancy hat they wear, if you have to defend your life or your children's lives, do whatever you have to. But that is totally different from offensive. But when it comes to defense, believe me, folks, for those of you out there, If we don't expose the globalists and don't do our jobs properly, and maybe even if we do that, there's going to come a time when all the talkers are going to have their chance. When you're not going to need to get orders from headquarters. You're going to know. And we are racing towards that point. And the plan is for this government to lose that fight. I hope you know that. Yes, the plan is for the government to lose that fight. The plan is for the police dead bodies to pile up like so many pieces of cordwood in the streets. And then they're going to bust this country wide open, and they're going to bring in foreign troops, and it's going to get even worse. And in our supposed victory will be our defeat, because they just want this country to be a balkanized, separatist, broken-up cesspit like Iraq has been turned into. So I'm trying to avert that as well. They are already in their own official army documents say that this country's going to break down. They're going to have separatists in the Southwest. They're going to have the people breaking off in Canada, the French, and I'm not even bashing the French. The point is that this is the plan, and we'll be out of the equation, my friends, and the EU will then be the answer who sat out on the bench while controlling us as their bad cop. You want to know what I see in the future? That's what I see, and it's a sad, sad testament. Don't worry. Look, they could have made their tyranny much more palatable, much slicker. But on purpose, they've made it overtly evil. They've overtly lied and said they killed Al-Zarqawi three times and captured him three times and injured him three times. They openly let the Pat Tillman stuff come out. They openly let the Private Lynch stuff come out. They openly have let all the 9/11 information come out. They openly are lying on purpose and putting it in PNAC documents and then getting caught. It's all part of a larger plan to destroy America. They openly let me operate and do what I'm doing. Oh, the globalists in this country, the mid-level minions, hate me. But their masters think they can play this very sophisticated triple game with you, wheels within wheels. And I hope you're sophisticated enough to see. I hope you understand that they realize they can't contain the truth, so they might as well try to guide it and manipulate it and desensitize you. But by being aware of that, and by being aware of their arrogance and false aplomb, they may fail if we ask God for guidance. Because things never in history go the way they want them to. They believe with their computers and their complex algorithms to track societies and psychological, sociological developments that they can guide and manipulate this, but there's always unseen aberrations in any situation. And I believe the human spirit inspired by God will shine through, and I believe they're going to fail in getting their full plans implemented. But they already have society captured. The question is, will we be able to struggle out of their grasp before the dehumanization intensifies and scars the human psyche and soul even further than it's already been irreparably damaged? Irreparably. All right, I'm getting a little bit too much into the future and into more of the esoteric nature of what we face, but these are the truths that I know and that I'm trying to share. But it is a great encouragement to see them pulling out all the stops, flaunting it in our face, unleashing their disinfo agents by the horde, by the legion. They are behind 4 or 5 years, and now they're trying to accelerate. In fact, they're about to lose their pole position to take the pole, to win, from their citadels, from their conning towers, as they scan. They know that their system is breaking down, and they know that we're about to pass them. And so they've begun getting more and more reckless. But when their engine blows, will they spin out and will we all collide into them into a fiery inferno? Yes, I think so. And will they be able to grasp victory from the jaws of defeat by using that crisis to create a false solution and a new reign of terror like the French Revolution? I believe that's their plan. So we've got to guard against those individuals. It is a almost religious sacrament now to bash Jews. It is extravagantly popular. It is done from almost every rooftop. People love it. It's the most popular thing to talk about. I hear the individuals out there, the grand poobahs of it, relishing it as if they are giving you some great truth that can overturn the New World Order. And so now let me in a few minutes try to navigate you through this, and if you don't agree with me, that's fine, and then we'll go to your calls. Let me explain. The Zionists are a small client cult of the inner ring of the New World Order. They are servants. And this goes back to 1,000 years ago in Europe, where you could only be Christian or you would be killed. But the Jews were able to say, no, we're the same God. We follow the same God. But we can keep our beliefs. And so the nobles of the day said, very well. And then allowed them to engage in banking when no one else was allowed to engage in banking. And then they would become very corrupt. Again, not the majority of Jews, but the elite Jews, who themselves were not even really Jews. They were not from the Middle East. They were a European sect that during the Crusades was told, pick, when the Muslims came in, you can be, you can worship Islam, or we're going to kill you. And they said, no, how about we adopt Judaism while you accept that? And they did. And so that group always fostered and loved scapegoating the real Jews and worked with some of the corrupt nobles to then burn those groups and to feed upon them. And I have Zionist documents from 200 years ago, 50 years ago, 60 years ago, 100 years ago, where they worked with the Nazis, this is public, and said it's a great thing. Persecution makes us stronger. It makes the Jews under us follow their orders. It compacts them under our control so we can manipulate them, just like the created terror threat of today gets us under the control of the federal government. It's the same system. And so they helped Hitler. They loved Hitler. They supported Hitler. And they love it today when people get up there and call Jews names and say Jews are the center of evil, because then that actually compacts Jews even more under this small group's control. And so then when Jews hear you talk about a New World Order and attach that it's a Jewish conspiracy to it, they then go out and fight for the New World Order and become minions of it, thinking that it must be good, when all they are is one client group of the New World Order. The New World Order is satanic, ladies and gentlemen. Take Christianity. Christianity gets stronger when it's persecuted. You know that. Well, it's the same thing with the Zionists, who feed upon real Judaism and feed upon the Orthodox Jews and take their children, the CPS, in Israel and abuse them and go after them. So it's just the same thing over and over again. So people ask me, you know, I'll expose Israel when they're doing corrupt things, when they're carrying out terror attacks in Israel, blame it on their enemies, and that's even in mainstream Jewish newspapers. They've been caught doing it. But to sit there and say Jews run it all, Jews are the heart of it, Jews, Jews, Jews. Folks, when you hear that, the most people doing it are useful idiots. They're actually carrying out the New World Order's program. They don't want people coming together against dehumanization. They want us all balkanized, fractured, fighting with each other. And it's very, very dangerous. So that's one more example of wheels within wheels. I mean, every time you get to the highest levels of the New World Order, you find devil worshippers, you find Nazis, and you find Zionists. And they're in control of the Protestants, they're in control of the Catholics, they're in control of many of the other religious groups out there. They are in control, and it's horrible. But just because Bugsy Siegel was a Jewish mobster, that doesn't mean all Jews are bad. They're organized criminals. And this needs to be exposed, because what they do is indefensible. But at the same time, the Arabs are involved. The Saudis are involved at the highest levels of this. They go to the Bilderberg Group meetings. It's all a big joke to them. They manipulate you. And the Arabs are a big part of it. Radical Islam didn't even exist to any real degree 50, 60 years ago, but our CIA funded it and energized it in the name of a counterbalance to communism. They create the movements, and then they create the other movements to counter those movements, and they play those forces off against each other. If we can just agree to love liberty and freedom and to love God and to stand up for what's right and be constitutionalist and get past the Republican, the Democrat labels, the black, the La Raza, La Reconquista, the white supremacists, all of you are funded by the same people. You flow from the bowels of Hades itself. All right, let's go back to the calls. Who's up next, Dan in Texas? Oh, Jim in Pennsylvania, then Dan. Go ahead, Jim.
How you doing, Alex? I got a question about, I've seen all your films from America Destroyed by Design all the way to Martial Law.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, very good films, very educational. And clearly, Rise of the Police State is your...
Are you there, sir? Oh, his cordless went down. We just lost everything. Am I still on the air? Oh, good. I guess the T1 line went down. But no alarms going off. Well, that's good. Well, all the callers can call back in if they get... This happens a couple times a year. It's always enjoyable. So, if that isn't up in a few minutes, we'll give them that backup number they can call, but I think callers can only call two at a time then. Ah, when it rains, it pours. Well, maybe God just wants me to get on my soapbox for a couple hours. Maybe that's what I'm supposed to do today. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, the phone system's coming up and down, so I'm sure they'll get it in operational order and soon, hopefully, I pray. Then we can go back to your calls, load the phone lines back up and take calls. But I got a ton of news here that's really important, so we'll start into that here momentarily. I'm going to be showing my new film, Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State, at three separate showings on two different dates. Two showings on Friday, June 3rd, 8 days away. Friday, June 3rd of next week, Alamo Draft House, downtown Austin, at 7 and 10 p.m. to 2 hours, 35 minutes is the main film. And I'll have a little short speech at the first and 15, 20 minutes of questions after the showing at 7, then we'll show it again. And people ask me which showing to go to, they're all going to be great. It's looking like that first showing might even sell out on the Internet. The second one isn't anywhere close to doing that on the Internet, but it's substantive, the number of tickets we've already sold. So go ahead and get your tickets to the first or second showing now. You could take the missus out to dinner and then go to the 10 o'clock, or you could go to the 7 o'clock and eat dinner there. They got really good food. Meet dinner at your table there. Or the next week, where we'll have longer to speak and take questions after the show, because it's going to be the only showing that night and the last showing, 8 p.m. on June 8th, Wednesday, June 8th, Alamo Draft House, South Lamar. Now, you can get tickets by going to InfoWars.com and linking through to the secure online shopping cart, or you can buy tickets at the door to any of the showings. If any of it sells out the day before or the day of the event, I'll post it on the site so you know not to go to a showing that sold out on that Friday. So don't wait, folks. Go ahead and get your tickets at InfoWars.com. And I hope to see everybody out there. It's going to be a lot of fun. And then briefly, you've heard the rave reviews from listeners. One of the listeners was just trying to plug Martial Law when the phone system went down. I always appreciate those plugs, but it really is my best film. Again, Jeff Rentz, who was a TV producer and news anchor, said it's the best film he's ever seen. Wow, I didn't solicit that comment. Many others are saying that. They said that about Road to Tyranny, but now this, quite frankly, makes, I don't want to say Road to Tyranny, it's not a shadow of it, but it's Martial Law is substantively more powerful. So please get it. And the toll-free number to order it or any of my other great films is 1-888-253-3139er, 888-253-3139, or order Martial Law via InfoWars.com, or any of the other films there. Watch long clips of them as well. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, all 12 of my films, dozens of other films, my weekly TV reports, that's One Best of Austin. It's a pretty good TV show. Now you can get it nationwide. A bunch of other films, my book, Paul Watson's book, other e-books, 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions. You get 3 months free if you get a yearly subscription. So PrisonPlanet.tv, don't wait, take action today. All right, and you are authorized to make copies and spread the word. It's very powerful, very effective. French in disarray as they admit EU treaty vote is lost. We'll get into that. EU biometric visa trial. In and out, Bill Clinton in as UN Secretary General. More news on that. Sending Homeland Security after people downloading Hollywood movies online. Yes, it's terrorism, ladies and gentlemen. Everything's terrorism. Why, we only arrest you if you're a terrorist, but every misdemeanor is terrorism. This is the Associated Press. New leads implicate CIA, government officials, and child prostitution ring. When does it not lead to that? Librarian refuses to turn over list of users who checked out book on bin Laden. Monsanto laws would take away rights to ban GMOs. And so much more, like Mexican special forces aren't just killing people in Texas. They're engaging in cold-blooded slaughter in Arizona. But it never makes the national news. Though it should. Masses of news straight ahead in the second hour. Strap yourselves in. Terrorists.